You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Knicks with a somewhat fortunate win last night. We talked about this, I think it was yesterday. It's too hard for them to win games with all the injuries. It just is. That's all there is to it. It's too hard to win games. They expend too much energy. It's not a knock on them, but their entire projected starting front court is out. So you're leaving everything in the hands of Jalen Brunson, who's doing everything that he can. But the other guys on the team, now yesterday Hart stepped up big, and I think he tied his season high with 23 points, but it's catch or catch can. Who's going to help them? So tonight they have a tough game against New Orleans at Madison Square Garden. Are they going to be able to summon up enough energy to beat them?
See, and the league and this the in-season tournament did not help the Knicks at all, because if I don't know if you even know this, that was an add-on game. Because they had to play the extra road game.
Right.
They ended up moving the game to New York, and I think that's why they ended up playing four games this week instead of just three. And now it's the first of back-to-backs. But in a way, it was kind of a gift. We'll give you the Pistons, blow them out, Brunson can sit the fourth quarter, and then you're rested for the Pelican game the next day. They had to go all out to win that game, Michael. That's probably going to come at the expense of tonight.
Yep.
Now, the Pelicans are on the front end of a home-and-home, so you're probably going to see a full complement of players for the Pelicans who want to, you know, win the game, and now you end up splitting, where maybe if you had done what you should have done and win the game by 30, you could have rested some of the key components for the game tonight. Didn't have the luxury of doing that, and it's going to be tough, and now makes that game on Thursday, which will be the third game in four nights against the Warriors, even more tough.
And there's no way that we could sit here and insult your intelligence by doing the win-loss-win-loss-loss-loss-win game, because every game is a possible loss.
Every one.
Every game's a possible win. And that includes the Detroit Pistons, who came into the game with 8 wins. And they had a struggle at home to beat them. And that's not a knock on this Knicks team.
No.
This Knicks team, when they're fully loaded, can beat anybody. But right now, they can't beat the Celtics. They're not forcing the Celtics to a 7th game. Are they beating the Bucks? No. I mean, if they get their players back, but there's no guarantee you're getting back Julius Randle. And you don't know if he does come back, one hit against the shoulder, it's not surgically repaired, is it going to blow again?
And also, the dirty little secret about Randle. Now, what are you going to get from Randle in the playoffs, even if he's healthy? You know, it's not like a guarantee that he's going to carry the team. He can. We know he has the ability to do it. But do we know he's going to be lights out in the playoffs? So I don't know what's going to happen. Well, yesterday, it ended up being a must-win, considering that it was the Pistons, and you feel exhilarated the way they won the game. But after the dust settles, you're like, the Pistons? And it took the last second and a foul that wasn't called for you to be able to beat them? It's scary to what can happen to this team until they get healthy. And then once they get healthy, where are they going to be in the standings?
You watched the Pistons yesterday, yeah. And a friend of mine, who is a really smart sports fan, mm-hmm. texted me in the second quarter, said, Cade Cunningham's the best player in the game right now. So, I mean, they can build off that. That's how good he is.
In the basketball game.
Yeah.
Not in the game.
No, in the game last night.
Just making sure.
That's a big difference.
I was like, how smart a fan are we talking about?
Cade Cunningham's pretty good.
But if your friend had said the best in the game of basketball.
Listen, I weed out friends that are dumb.
Okay.
They're not friends anymore.
Sure. Yeah. I think I could argue with you on that.
Although that was
Give me one friend that you think is dumb.
Of his friends?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Why would you say that?
You know his friends.
All the things that he thinks about your friends.
What can I do?
And you're so quick
I'd love to be able to
of his friends
but
are
I've
so
met
smart.
Them all.
It's hard for Don to battle this.
I have to think about this for a minute.
Yeah, he can't come up with a dumb friend.
But I will say this.
And I wouldn't say it if I could. Well, it wouldn't be right.
Not on the
do
air.
You know, you think a friend of mine is dumb? You don't
no,
say
no,
it.
No, but I'm saying if I did, right. I could.
But you don't
say,
think so.
Well, I mean,
you don't know.
I could think of one.
That's dumb.
Probably I would label him as not the brightest.
Slow.
No.
Well, that's offensive.
No, you're not saying that. No. I would say I wouldn't say he's the sharpest tool in the shed.
That's all.
Not known for. How about this? Not known for his intelligence.
Well, look, I am so intrigued.
I think we should turn off the mics. And Don, you should go a little coach. You should do a little.
Yeah, turn up the mic.
How about I just text them?
No.
I like just turn up the lights.
Give us a little of this action.
Because I don't know what angle somebody could see something.
No, just cover with your mouth like Steve Spagnuolo.
Here we go. Ready? Mic's off. Here we go.
Mic's off.
All right, mics are back on.
No, very. He's so wrong. Very.
Really?
Very.
I saw hesitation.
I don't.
So shrewd. So shrewd.
Shrewd.
There's a difference between shrewd and. This is not a person known for their intelligence. Peter. I'm going to text you.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
The only thing I would think would debate is would he consider him a friend?
No, I mean, he's not really a close friend, but he's a friend.
While you guys are figuring that out, I want to ask you a question.
He was at the big function.
He was at the wedding.
Yeah.
Whose karma? Or is to blame.
Good.
is to blame for what's happened in New York sports, though. Isn't it horrible?
What, with the Jets?
Everything. I mean, now the Knicks are becoming sort of a depressing New York story in the sense that the season was just so damn promising. And now, while it's not over and you don't want to start having a pity party, it's certainly become a huge question mark instead of what it was going to be, which is let's get to the playoffs and challenge for the Eastern Conference. Now it's a big, will we get people back? Will OG be good? Will Julius be good? Will they compete? It's become not the Jets, but it's worrisome.
But you got the Rangers though to fall back on.
No, the Rangers.
For now.
They're a delight.
And
for now.
The Yankees look like they're pretty good.
The Yankees look great.
Oh, Don. Do they look... Listen, hey, Dove, calm down. It's February, okay? I mean, we don't know if the Yankees look good.
Dove has a very personal relationship with baseball that a lot of us have never experienced.
He taped them. By the way, second most watched spring training game ever.
Yeah, but the numbers weren't great, Mike. Let's be honest.
The second most watched ever.
Yeah, but
it's a game that doesn't count.
People.
So it's unbelievable.
People are curious. Juan Soto.
I get it.
Of course they're going to be curious. But my God, the things you'll stand on.
The numbers on March 28th when I say welcome to Minute Maid Park.
God, I've never seen anybody.
Along with Joe
Girardi, never seen
and
anybody.
Paul O'Neill,
ever.
And Michael Kay. Garrett Cole against whoever the... maybe Justin Verlander.
I never heard a guy just... this is the most watched game. What are you doing? We know you're the Yankee announcer, Mike.
We got it.
Down.
I love
you. You don't
have
to go full Drake every time you talk Yankee ratings.
Full Drake. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Don, my point was, maybe the Yankees will be good. It's a huge question mark, or it'll be a horrifying disappointment.
No. It's a huge question mark whether you're going to be able to see when you walk home tonight. A huge question mark if the Yankees are good this year? I think it's a pretty good bet they're going to be good.
Okay, so it might be a huge question mark if they win the championship, but I think it's safe to say they're going to be much better than they were last year.
Okay, Don, unless, God forbid, I'm going to be very kind to you. I'm asking God for help. Unless they just have another year where the injuries plague them beginning to end.
But you can say that about the Dodgers.
But in New York, it's happening to every damn team.
But all I'm saying is that it's all relative, right? Because at least the Knicks are competitive. We're talking about a team that could possibly have been a 4 or 3 seed.
But
there have been times when the New York sports was complete dreck where there was... It didn't matter if they got hurt. They were bad anyway.
I hear you. That's totally a fair point. What I'm saying is, what I started this out with, was what is the karma that is making it like this in New York?
Good.
Where everything that's supposed to be good is not good. The Jets season, defined by injury. The Giants season, in a lot of ways, defined by injury. Last year's Yankee season, defined by injuries. Mets also had injuries, starting before the season even began. Now we're talking about the Knicks. Massive injuries. I mean, it's up and down the board.
I'm going to tell you.
Well, the Liberty went to the WNBA Finals.
Okay, well, now I hear you, but...
As they say, luck is the residue of design.
Brad Rickey said that.
Is it?
He said residue.
He didn't say residue?
No, he didn't say residue.
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, you messed
it up. I don't know it's residue.
No, I know. You just mispronounced it.
We're talking extemporaneously, and sometimes words don't come out the right way.
Exactly, like renown and renown. We've seen it.
Now, bad luck is also the residue of design.
Well, you said it again.
Residue of design.
That's better. Yes, you got it wrong twice.
Bad luck is the residue of design.
Okay.
All right, Aaron Rodgers got hurt. But the reason the Jets' season went off the rails is because they didn't think they needed a backup quarterback.
All right?
That's part of it.
Okay.
But it was limiting no matter what.
You know, the Giants thought Daniel Jones was the answer. They also thought that offensive line was going to be good enough. They were wrong. The Yankees went out and acquired players who were hurt. Then they get hurt. Oh, my God, they got hurt. I'm shocked. You know, the Mets go sign two 40-year-old pitchers. What do you think is going to happen to two 40-year-old pitchers?
I was the only one who seemed to think that that was a problem.
So sometimes we talk about, why does everybody hate us? And then you look and say, well, maybe they made better decisions.
Why the Knicks? Why are Julius Randle and OG hurt? And Julius never gets hurt.
Never.
And all
OG
of a sudden,
always gets hurt.
And all of, yeah, apparently they grabbed a player who does often get hurt, though not for that many games a year.
But at least it's happening in a season where...
I hear
you. They still are going to make the playoffs. We're actually talking about a team that can still get these players back in time. I'm not ready to say
but
that
you
the
would
voodoo
admit,
doll is out on the Knicks.
Okay, no, I agree. But you would admit that my point is if you're a New York sports fan, there has been a lot of frustration and injury around a lot of the teams here for the last several years.
Listen, injury's a big deal in sports, period. I mean, the Devils' season was derailed by injury. There's a lot of it happens a lot in sports.
Jordan wants to know why isn't Jack Huggis having as good a year? Is it
injury?
Well,
he was hurt.
Yeah,
and then he came back and he's been okay. He's trying to do a lot by himself, but he scored the only goal in the Ranger game that I called. He's still fabulous, but he got hurt. Nico Hischier got hurt. Dougie Hamilton looks like he's out for the rest of the regular season. That certainly hurt the team. Was Cincinnati's season not derailed for losing their quarterback? Would Jacksonville have made the playoffs if Trevor Lawrence didn't get hurt? Injuries are a problem all around sports, Michael. It really is crazy. I mean, part of winning a championship is hoping, praying that you're able to stay healthy. Very few teams are able to handle injuries, and it seems like more teams are going through them than not.
1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Fran.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good. Great. You?
Good. I wanted to talk about the Knicks, but I'll tell you, one thing about being a caller, being on hold is great because it's just great. I love being on hold.
Tell me why. Let's break this down. Why do you like being on hold?
Because I call up pumped up on one subject, right?
Right.
And then say I got to be on hold for 15, 20. I forget what I even called for, and I'm thinking about this thing, that thing, and I'm saying, oh, my God, what did I call for? Should I talk about this? Should I talk about – I don't know. You know what I mean? And you know you're coming on to one of the best shows around, let's be honest.
Love you. Thank you, Fran.
Well, the floor is yours, Fran.
That goes for all threes. But I wanted to talk about the Knicks, but I got to talk about Peter being 1,000% right. So let me just talk about the Knicks. I'm going to be quick. I thought that play. Did you see the play where Brunson dove and made that great play?
Is that
earlier in the game? He dove, made a great play. The Knicks got the ball.
Yeah, I don't recall that specifically, but I was watching.
You remember it? Oh my God, he dove. It was last night. Absolutely, he dove on the ground, made a great play, deflected the ball, and the Knicks got it.
Okay.
I thought that was the same play at the end. I didn't think it was a foul, and I'm a Knicks fan. That's me. I thought that DiVincenzo was going for the ball, and I just didn't think it was a foul.
Well,
but
NBA
friend, because you're going for the ball doesn't absolve you of a foul. The NBA said it was a foul.
Right. Well, that's good for them. But anyway, but just only because DiVincenzo's going for it. Now, if you look, the other guy doesn't have the ball yet. So, you know what I mean? Mike, I agree with you.
But
I'll let you
finish your point, Fran. But the rule is the other guy touched the ball last.
Yes.
So that means he has possession of the ball. So you can't just slam into him the way DiVincenzo did. All right. What's your other point?
I got to agree with Peter 50,000%. Look at the New York teams. I got to agree with you 20,000%. Injuries are part of the game, and I've called up and said that. But Pete is right. Something weird is going on. And if you look, the Mets season again is pretty much over before it starts. Their best pitcher's out. They really didn't do much, but their best pitcher is out. Peter is right. Something's going on. You can go down the list, and he's 100% right.
It is very weird, man. That's all I'm saying.
It's very, very Bermuda Triangle weird. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
I just think that, and again, I don't think the Knicks fall into this category. Please don't misunderstand me. But when you build a team around certain players and they get hurt and it derails your season, then you have to wonder, about your depth. Like I mentioned, the Devils, Hamilton gets hurt. Well, they're weak on defense. They're young on defense. Their goaltending stinks. They couldn't sustain that injury, and it really hurt their season. Where other teams, like the Yankees, how many times they have injuries, Michael, and they were able to get through it because they had replacements. They had depth.
But the last year, that it wasn't enough.
Then it finally kind of
got too deep.
They got a little bit too deep. But then you start looking, but haven't people and haven't the Yankees addressed the injuries and said, maybe it's on us. Maybe it isn't just some hocus pocus out there, bad juju.
Well, the Knicks are very deep, but it's still hurting them badly.
You can't lose that many people.
You just can't.
I mean, the Yankees got to a tipping point last year where they lost too many people.
Here's where I win the argument that there's something strange going on.
It's everything a competition with you.
It seems that way.
Here's where I win the argument. It was when we were sitting at UBS.
Ubs.
And the Knicks injury list went from what it had been initially to then all of a sudden it was Hartenstein, DiVincenzo, and it was literally practice. They started seven players that night. I mean, mm-hmm. they suited up seven players that night. That's when it got to like a comical level almost of what the hell is going on here. So I'm not saying I don't necessarily believe in juju, but there is something weird going on with the vortex of injuries in this town.
Speaking of UBS, the K family will be there Saturday night.
I know. Yeah. I heard about that.
I'm very excited.
You excited about it?
Yeah, I really am.
You going to the owner's suite?
Yeah.
Going to hang with the owner, huh?
Mm-hmm. You think there was any other way?
Come on. How do you make
hanging
sure
with the riffraff, or is he going to be out in the?
But I like sitting in the stands.
I understand.
Someone like this,
but you don't
elitist.
Do it. But you do like it when on the occasion you.
What? The owner, John Ledecky, is always very nice, and he says, you want to go sit behind the glass? I'll do that. I'd love to do that.
But why didn't you do it this time?
I will. You go up to eat, and then go back down.
Oh, after you get a snack.
Oh, yeah. Listen, so if the owner has me go sit the first row behind the glass, then I'll hang with the riffraff.
You know what?
Why are you calling people riffraff?
No, I'm not calling people riffraff.
Well, I never call anybody.
I'm just saying how you
He's
look.
The one who will not sit in the stands.
I sit in the front. I've sat in the front row behind the goal at UBS. It's luxurious. Here's my question, though. What do you do in order to make your kids have any appreciation of what it's like to get this kind of treatment?
I believe that the ship has sailed.
But this is
terrible. Well, next year they're going to be sitting in the stands at Jet games. The suite's over.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, no, I know what the answer to that's going to be.
You're not sitting in the stands.
You're not going to Jets games.
Well, it's just too cold.
Yeah, well, and also, why would you want to go to a Jets game?
I'd want to see Aaron Rodgers play.
Well, good luck.
Yeah,
hopefully,
you can watch it on TV. It's a better experience.
And by the way,
that'll take you 3 hours to get home.
Listen, I like the Jets. I like dealing with the Jets. I'm sure that I can make a phone call.
Yeah, that is true. Think,
they're great people, and whatever happens.
You still know the people over there.
Yeah. I'll drop
Woody
a little
Johnson
text.
Came over and said hello to me.
I'll
I'm
drop
sure
a text
I could do
to
something.
Robert Salek, and I sit in the coach's box.
There you go. Yeah. That's not so. But so the point is, though, the kids will still not be sitting in regular seats.
Let me help out Paul Hackett. Not Paul.
Nathaniel.
Paul doesn't.
So you. So it's hopeless. You will not be able to show your kids what it's like to sit in regular seats.
No, how could you? I mean, I grew up in the last row of the upper deck at Yankee Stadium. They have not done that.
But you could try to say, hey,
they're sat in the stands.
But no, but like
at
bad
Yankee
seats.
Games.
But have you given them bad seats yet?
200 level.
Those
are nice seats.
Those are still nice
but
seats.
The wires.
That's what the you got to go. Foul ball territory, upper.
That's right. Not foul ball territory. That's you.
That's behind
UFO territory.
Yeah, I've been there. I mean, that's how I used to sit.
Yeah, that's where
I would go to games.
I'll tell Charlie, Uncle Peter wants you to sit way up away from home plate.
No, what I think my plan is when I have kids, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hire a nanny of some sort. And when we get to the game, I'm going to go, hey, kids, you and the nanny are going to sit in section 423. And me and your mom are going to be down in AA, seats 7 and 8. And one day...
Me, your mom, and Rocky.
Yeah, me, your mom, and Rocky. And one day when you kids have earned it, you'll come down and join us. Good luck.
If you could clone Rocky and Bear, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little weird,
I think Barbara Streisand has cloned her.
She did. Barbara did it.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that part of the book yet.
Yeah, it's going to take
time. How long is this taking?
I'm on page 610.
Are you not regular lately?
I mean, come on. 610 is a lot.
610.
That's a lot.
It's been over a month.
Yes. If you said, with a gun to my head, you have to finish this in your lifetime or die, I would say just fill out the death certificate now. I'm never getting through 1,000-page Barbara Streisand.
No, but I want to get through it, but how long do you think it takes to read 1,000 pages?
But you only read when you're on the toilet?
No, and before I go to bed.
Doesn't it wake up Nancy?
No.
I go to bed before her.
Well, he doesn't read out loud.
Oh, you go to bed before her?
Yeah.
Well, you think Don has to read out loud?
I'm the one.
I bet his mouth moves.
I get the kids ready.
That would be my bet.
I get the kids ready.
Does your mouth move when you read?
No.
He really thinks wow. a lot of things that, about
that's,
you.
That's a sign it's, of ignorance.
No, it's not. Yes, I really believe that your mouth moves when you read.
No.
He does not like you. He does not respect
Peter,
you.
Peter, that's an insult.
It's not an insult. It's an observation.
It's an observation that you think I'm stupid.
No, it's not an observation. It's a prediction. You didn't observe anything. You're guessing.
But he's guessing from a feeling that I'm stupid.
And I'm never going to know because I'm not going to sit in the bathroom and watch
and
him
by
read.
The way, you know what that means? He thinks you're a mouth breather, is what he's saying.
I'd read on a plane. If we're on a plane, if we ever go anywhere
I'll
again
ask
together.
Sam Rosen if you move your lips.
Oh, boy. That's what he does not think highly of you, Don.
No, that's at least that there's that, right? He has
no respect.
No respect. No.
What? There are a lot of bright people that move their lips when they read. You're absolutely wrong. You know what? You have an inferiority complex.
No, it's a known thing that if you move your mouth while you're reading.
I've never heard that.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
I've never heard that.
So why did you even say it in the first place?
Yeah,
you weren't
right.
trying to say
you were complimenting me by saying
no,
it?
No, you think he's a mouth breather.
It was an observation.
But it was an observation of believing I'm stupid.
By the way, stop saying it's an observation. You didn't observe anything.
No, he's observed me in general.
I've
believes that I'm stupid
the
enough
that
I mouth the words when I read.
Thank you.
Let's watch Peter as he reads this ad for Dodge. He moves his lips.
I will move my lips. Hey, New York. This is Peter for Security Dodge, Long Island's Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Right now, you can lease a new 24 Dodge Hornet RT for only $299 a month with zero down. That's right, $299 a month, zero down, all during the President's Day sales event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
The Dodge Hornet RT is the most powerful compact UV based on 2023 IIHS's compact SUV segment. Latest available competitive information. Quickest based on 0 to 60 time of 5.6 seconds. Most powerful based on 288 horsepower. Best handling based on 0.9 max G's skid pad vehicle dynamics rating. A weight distribution of 5248 and car and driver dynamics testing.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's time for the Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Yankees lost today to Tampa Bay. I'm sorry. So they are, let's see, they're 3-2.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, they're 3-2.
Oh.
There's a lot of stories out there.
Yeah, sure.
That the Yankees and Snell's people are talking.
It's a joke!
It's not a joke, but in fact, I believe they are. But that would be like, Peter and I don't really talk on the phone much. We'll text a lot, but if I called Peter and he said, what's up?
Yeah.
And you could say, well, no, they're talking. Well, I actually called him, so he's a human being. He picked up the phone. So Snell's agent is Scott Boras. If he calls the Yankees, Brian Cashman's going to pick up.
Hello?
Yeah, that's what he's going to say. Hey,
hello?
Scott, what's up?
Oh, hey.
And then it's being reported that they're talking. They're not talking. I think there's such a small chance, not saying it's zero, but I say it's pretty close to zero, that the Yankees are going to sign Blake Snell. I just believe that that's not going to happen. I think if the Yankees are going to add a starting pitcher, it's going to be a trade. probably closer to the trade deadline when they see what they have and what the pitchers that they have are able to do. If Rodon is actually the pitcher that he was with the Giants, or if he's the pitcher that he was the year before at the White Sox, they don't need to add anybody. They've got depth. They've got Weaver. They've got Poteet. They've got guys that can throw Luis Gil.
But what if he's not then?
Well, then you've got to reconsider. You're not going to know that until later. And I'll tell you what I said earlier. This will surprise me. The Yankees have the second highest payroll in baseball after the Dodgers. The Mets are third. And the Mets' payroll is kind of misleading because so much of their payroll is pitching for other teams. That's how they got Luis Angel, right. Acuna, and all those young players. Every dollar the Yankees spend from here on in costs them $2.30. They're at 110% tax level. So if you are going to get Blake Snell, coming off a Cy Young year, you're going to give him $30 million, which means it will cost the Yankees about $63 million. Is he worth to the Yankees $63 million for this upcoming season? Now, the Yankees allegedly made an offer to him early. He turned it down. I'm sure right now he's wishing he didn't. And once they did that, and they got turned down, they pivoted and they signed Marcus Stroman for 18 and a half. Not like they didn't try, but once they got Stroman, well, they're adding all that money toward the tax again. So Blake Snell becomes almost an exorbitant expenditure. And since he was offered the qualifying offer by the Padres, you're going to lose draft picks too. I'm telling you, I'm not saying that they're not. I'd be shocked if they did. And I'm not sure it's worth $63 million. I'm just not. Let's see what you have. Not. You could pivot. You've got a pretty deep farm system. Trade somebody and get yourself a pitcher. Maybe it's Dylan Cease. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, they can make a trade at the deadline, as you said. Let's see how this pans out. But, you know, as you said many times, Michael, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. But because they're talking, because Brian Cashman would be fined if he said, I wasn't interested, that's going to drum up a lot of conversation about it happening. And it behooves Boris to get the attention that, hey, the Yankees might be involved here. Get somebody else to make an offer.
I wonder what Scott's thinking. Chapman still unsigned. Montgomery still unsigned. JD Martinez still unsigned. Blake Snell still unsigned. Remember what I said a couple of weeks ago? Once you get 2 weeks into spring training, you're impacting whether or not they'll be ready for the opener. If you sign Snell today, at this moment, it's going to take him 2 days to get to whatever spring training site. He's not making the opening day roster unless you want a four-inning pitcher. And to be honest, coming off the year that he had, Bellinger didn't get a great deal from the Cubs. I think it's a great deal for the Cubs.
Yeah, well,
$80 million for 3 years. Great. They were looking for so much more than that. I wonder what Scott's thinking now. What is he going to do with Snell? Because Snell is attached to a draft pick, too, because he was offered the qualifying offer. Montgomery's not because he was traded in the middle of the season, and you can't do that to somebody traded in the middle of the season. Snell wasn't. So I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with these players. I think of those players, I think J.D. Martinez probably signs first because it's only going to be a one-year deal anyway.
Right. And I still think the Mets can maybe do that, but since it's only a one-year deal.
But they're also at the 110% mark. So let's say they sign him for $20 million. That's $40
million. All right. But again, it's 1 year, so it doesn't hurt going into the free agent market for the following year. I think that's where they're concerned.
Well, that's the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com today. Scott in Chicago. Scott.
Hey, Don, Michael, Peter. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just want to continue along with the Yankee talk. I'm very excited about going into this season. I think Steinbrenner and Cashman did a great job of organizing a good lineup. I'm a little concerned. A lot of people are talking about the starting rotation. I'm a little concerned with the bullpen with the loss of Peralta and King. I want to hear where you're more confident in the starting rotation right now or the bullpen.
I don't worry about the bullpen with the Yankees because somehow, some way, they piecemeal it together. Last year, they had the best bullpen ERA in baseball. A lot of people that you never heard of. Ian Hamilton steps up. They're going to get reinforcements when Efros comes back from the back surgery. They're going to get reinforcements from Trevino when he comes back from the Tommy John surgery. So they're going to add those two arms about midseason. I'm not worried the least bit about their bullpen. The least bit, because I don't know how they do it, but they always turn up something. They always turn up something. JJ in New Jersey. JJ.
Michael, Don, and Pete, what's going on, guys? How y'all living?
All good. How about you?
Doing well, sir. The purpose of my call was, Mike, I had to give a comment, a shout-out to Mike Breen last night, man. And I got a timestamp for you at a minute and 30. That there was a play there that Mike got so excited, it kind of matched my enthusiasm when I was watching the game. I mean, I wanted to yell at explicits and stuff like that, but I was saying things like, that's why your mom, you know, got back here. That's why you're as useless as a white crayon. I was saying all types of things. I was loving it last night. So do me a favor. Tell your friend he's doing the thing, man. I loved it. You guys have a great day. Take care.
Thanks, man.
All the famers do.
I didn't fully understand what he was talking about.
What was the thing with white?
He got so hyped up about white clams and back hair. I was confused. But apparently he loved Breen, so it's a good take.
Well, I mean, that's a great take because Breen's the best. You don't like Breen as much as I do you?
I like Breen as much as a normal person who truly enjoys someone else's skills and company can enjoy them.
Right.
I'm not you who, you know, every time his name comes up goes down on all fours, which it seems like you do, by the way, for everybody.
What does he imply?
I don't know.
Which is, by the way, sorry, maybe on it, you get the idea.
A little strong.
Which
Can that make the air?
I didn't mean it like that, you sicko. But
well, I don't know.
What other ways?
Kissing the shoes. I don't know. I don't know what you're just thinking. You know what I mean? Hands and knees.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
Yeah, I know.
Move
exactly.
On.
Like kissing their feet.
Oh, that's what I didn't. Yeah, okay.
I don't understand what.
He's my friend. I don't care about what he does professionally.
Don, do you ever find it odd though that everybody who's not named us, particularly me, because even you get it sometimes when they're talked about. He just heaps praise on
being
great. How do
you know when I talk about you guys off the air?
Well, you know what? Why would you not want to say it to my face? You know what I mean?
Well, I said I think that you're an extraordinary broadcaster.
You said it like one time when you stumbled on the
clip. What, do you want me to get down on my hands and knees or what?
What? No, the one thing I did backstage at the Royal Rumble, you were like, oh, that was really good. In general, you think I'm a talentless hack.
No.
But when we talk about Mike Breen.
How do I talk about Don doing play-by-play? How do I talk about
it? Glowingly.
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 When I find out exactly what your skill set is, I'll compliment
it. But again, you won't even... So you think Mike is the greatest who's ever lived?
Well, they also grew up. They went to school together. They grew up together.
I know, 40 years, you lunatic.
Yeah, but we've been friends for 8, and you just...
40 years to 8!
But, okay, so that means it has to be 0? I mean, am I a nobody? You won't even turn on my... Hold on, Don, you're making a face like I might not be right. You know I'm going to end up right. So don't even fight against me. You won't even turn on my show to hear if I'm skilled. Yet Mike Breen, who's a literal Hall of Famer, we know we have to compliment him every day. He's the voice of ESPN basketball.
What does this tell you?
He doesn't like me or respect me.
I think that's on the table.
It's the only thing
Michael,
that makes sense.
You have to respond to this. Or are you happy with that allegation? Respect.
But no, you can't. You can't.
I do.
No, you can't.
But there's a significant gap. Now the question is should there be that big a gap?
No, of course there should be.
A gap.
The only way that Peter's getting to Springfield is to drive there. Mike is in the Hall of Fame.
But I don't call basketball.
But could Peter over time end up in the WWE Hall of Fame or the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
I want to end up in the radio broadcast, the Radio Hall of Fame.
45's in the WWE Hall of Fame, right?
That's right.
No, but there could be a Hall of Fame in Peter's future.
Yeah, the radio, I mean, I would hope that I'm 44 years old. I've been doing afternoon driving, morning driving. Yeah, but that's fine that you're not in there.
So you think I'm a hack?
I don't think you're a hack. I think that
Don and I, by the way, have the longest running show in New York.
Yeah, and I think you'll probably end up there one day.
No.
But I think that what I've done.
I will not accept it posthumously.
I don't think you really have any say.
And by the way, I'll tell my family to say you can just stick that award.
But by the way, you're a young man. I didn't say it would be posthumous. But what I'm saying is, just because I'm not going to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, that means I can't have a Hall of Fame broadcast career?
Yeah, you could, but you know, Mike Breen.
But you don't even know what I do. Right. That's the unfortunate part.
I see what you do on this show.
He tolerates you here, and then once you walk out the door, he has no knowledge or care what you do.
And yet when we bring up Mike Breen, who everyone knows is one of the best basketball broadcasters on Earth, you know how I know it, Don? Because he's the number one broadcaster on the number one place to watch basketball. You don't have to say it, but we play a clip. Oh, my God, did you hear what Mike Breen did on the game? Mike Breen wouldn't remember last night in two years. It's just every day to him. It would be like pointing out, did you see what Peter, when he walked bare last night, one of the great walks of all time. I mean, you won't believe how Peter walked bare. What? That's what yesterday
Can
was
I ask
to Mike
you a question?
Breen.
Why are you so needy?
It's just so loud.
You will never be in the spectrum of Mike Breen with me.
I don't want to be in the spectrum of Mike Breen. But my point is, you have to call out his talent every day. What? And when earlier today we just said, have you ever turned on my morning show? You just go, no, I'm good.
Right.
But that's mean. You have to know.
It is a little mean that you weren't even just curious to see.
You
what
have
it
to know
like.
that makes you sound like a bad guy.
But you say I'm a bad guy.
And you know also, Don, we also know for a fact because listeners tell us. I used to listen to Peter on Hot 97. He brought me over to the K Show.
Well, let's listen to Toro in Brooklyn. Toro, do you listen to Peter's morning show?
No, I don't. Hello, boys. How you guys doing?
What does that have to do with anything?
Toro's the same mindset as me.
And I'm a hip-hop guy, born in Brooklyn, born and raised. It's just not for everybody. Not everybody listens. I don't even listen to Hot 97 not anymore. I'm not into today's music. It's the same way.
They don't play music on the morning show.
I barely play music. It's a talk show.
Do you like him on the K Show?
Yeah, I like him on the K Show.
So why would you even try someplace else?
You've never thought... I mean, I hope every day you listen to Rick and Dave in the morning, but if you're not listening to that, you don't go, let me hear what Rosenberg and the other guys are talking about.
But just you know how disconcerting it is, that especially the time that Michael and I spend in the car, that you're not once in the 8 years you've been working with him, you say, let me flip over to Hot just to see what it sounds like, what they're talking about.
I think I did once. This is quick.
You think you did once?
Yeah, I listened once. I said, this is not for me. What you guys are talking about, not for me.
This is not, you've heard the show.
You talk a lot about hip-hop stuff, right?
And people from here would know. There's an IHOP, I believe it's in Ramsey, New Jersey, on Route 17 North, to Hawthorne, New Jersey, where my mom lives. The entire 20-minute drive, listening to Peter's show with my mom in the car.
Well, you want a medal?
No, but he's saying it wasn't hip-hop. There wasn't any songs playing.
No, because my mom was curious.
Because your mom is Jay LaGreca.
Let me take your 20. My eating habits would tell you I'm not curious, right?
Right.
I'm not curious about anything.
Yeah, but it's not like you're doing
a radio show with a banana for 8 years.
But you know
okay?
what? Peter and I have talked glowingly about this documentary called The Dynasty. I'm good. That's what you said.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with you.
If you were in it,
I was in it.
For 3 seconds.
And I also saw it on social media.
So he's already
Peter
seen
and I have told you about two of the greatest shows in the history of television.
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
And I'm sorry. This documentary, I'm sure, is not going to be at the level of Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
It might be ahead of that level.
No shot. Zero shot.
Dom, why don't you tell us about Mazda?
In 2024, you get more at Ramsey Mazda. Matter of fact, they're pretty close to the IHOP I was talking about. More selection and more savings. For a limited time, they'll waive the first lease payment. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-30 for $189 a month, and now get their first lease payment on them at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for lease details. It includes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN RM636808. MSRP $26,445 and $229.24.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The point guard.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
Matt and Patchogue wants to start off Peter's a fraud. Oh, I think we go with that. Matt, why is Peter a fraud?
Peter, love you. I got to call you out.
Okay.
You don't think Steven Chenzo fouled him, but yet you're going after my man Kyle Filipowski, the ACC Player of the Year, for going after the fans.
Oh, what a great point.
Point guard?
What a great, you know what, Matt? You just want point guard.
Yeah, really.
I love that's to see right. that. I love to see love the fans see rewarded. It. I really do.
So I got Monday. A caller gets Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming off two straight weeks of wins, so maybe this is the week I don't have it.
I had multiple wins today. That's crazy.
What do you mean multiple wins?
I should have won for the New York injury philosophy. I had the Mike Breen point was brilliant, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
The Giants quarterback situation. I had multiple opportunities here. There's something going on.
Adam Schefter reporting.
Something going on.
Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, and Tony Pollard all expected to become free agents, sources told him. Raiders will attempt to re-sign Jacobs, but not expected to tag him. Giants will speak with Barkley, explore a deal with him, but they are also unlikely to tag him for $12,109,200. And the Cowboys are not expected to use the same tag for Pollard, sources told ESPN. So those three guys are going to be free agents. Derrick Henry's going to be a free agent. Austin Eckler's going to be a free agent. Other running backs expected to hit the market: DeAndre Swift, A.J. Dillon, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Ezekiel Elliott, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
So I'll ask you, you're in the market for running back, in which the Giants, I guess, would be if they were not going to give Barkley a contract, or at least have him in competition with the other running backs who are free. Where would you rank Saquon among the guys you just mentioned? Would he be number one? I don't think he'd be number one.
Derrick Henry would be number one.
But he's going to be 31 years old by playoffs next year.
Yeah, but
year,
he didn't show anywhere until
right.
the,
no, but
the past
all right. I mean, but that is certainly a negative.
I put Barkley ahead of Jacobs, and I put Barkley ahead of Pollard.
But
I don't know about Eckler.
Fair. Now, Eckler's a little older, too. Although, I think Jacobs is a heck of a running back.
You said Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens, against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee.
He wonders why I don't listen in the morning.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Wow. I don't know if they're making picks like that in the morning. But, all right, that's fine. But if, let's say, Barkley's going to cost you 11.
No, yeah.
And I can get Jacobs at 9. Well, then wouldn't you rather have Jacobs?
I don't think they'll go that high. I think they'll just draft somebody.
And I think if the Giants are willing to give a little extra, they're the only team that would, because they see the value in his character and the popularity and all that stuff. Other franchises just can look at it and say, A, is he going to stay healthy? And B, how productive is he going to be?
Let's go to Carl in New Jersey. He has an important question. Carl.
Hello.
Hello, Carl.
Yeah, it's me. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Crazy Carl.
So you guys got me going here a second ago. So, Michael, you had said, Peter, as soon as I find out your skill set, I'd be glad to compliment you. So my question is, Peter, what do you think your skill set is?
What do you think Michael's skill set is? Great. Or Don's, for that matter?
Well, I'm asking a question first, but if you want me to start.
Okay, I'm fine. First, we'll get started. My skill set. I can host any sort of program, whether it be entertainment, music, sports, news. Have done can do interviews with anyone you put in front of me, can host live on television, radio, can DJ any sort of event humanly possible. I can keep going beyond that if you want. I can.
No, that's enough.
Is that enough?
I mean, that's,
I put.
No,
that's no, huge. Keep going.
I said it's huge.
No, keep, right. No, no. But how would you describe Don's skill set, for example?
Well, first of all, you've missed a couple big ones for your own patting yourself on the back that I'll give you right now. But you're sitting between two icons, absolutely cyborgs when it comes to remembering scores and everything. It's unbelievable. The two of them, they're icons, okay?
I appreciate the compliment.
I love the, by the way, cyborg.
I'm almost offended by the way he described what made you two great. That they can remember sport. That's not even what makes these guys
but
good.
But it's the old thing that you're not a sports guy, Peter, and you don't have a photographic memory about sports. But all I'll just say is, who else, and I'll wait, hosts in the morning and the afternoon in the same city? And oh, by the way, the number one market in the country. Hmm. So maybe we could sit there and define his skill set, but the people that are important see it and say, you know what, I want him on two different radio stations, not affiliated with each other, by the way.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm driving the kids to school tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop it on.
Oh, don't do me a favor.
No, and I'm going to give you a real, honest appraisal.
Oh, by the way, now we're talking about something interesting.
What if I don't like it?
That'll be interesting.
It's better than not listening to
it. Yeah, it's not like I think you're
obligated. I'm not going to turn it on while the kids are in the car after I drop
them
off.
What do you think we're doing?
What do you suggest?
There's some salacious stuff.
There's some salacious stuff here.
Isn't tomorrow like...
Tomorrow's Whitish Wednesday.
I don't need them to hear that. I don't want them to see color.
Do they live in the world? We're playing Huey Lewis.
I don't want them to make decisions on color or look at people. This person's white. This person's a human being. That's how Michael K's kids live.
Well, by the way, that's not how any human being lives. And the beauty of this segment, Whitish Wednesday, is exactly what you're saying.
I don't even let them listen to Would You Wednesday.
Well, this is way... Whitish Wednesday is way safer than Would You Wednesday.
I will drop them off and listen to
what time? Well, I think they'll be out of the car anyway. What time they get dropped off?
They get dropped off at 8:30.
Oh, no. Then you're going to miss almost Whitish Wednesday. You'd be tuning in for the Guru at 8:30.
Well, I'll listen to the Guru, see what that's all about.
But you don't want to miss Whitish Wednesday. It's a joy. You're depriving the children an education on music is what you're doing. Good times and music you'll like.
Well, who's going to be featured on Whitish Wednesday tomorrow?
I haven't made my plans for tomorrow, but without question, there will be multiple songs that you enjoy hearing, for sure.
Build Me a Buttercup? You promise me that? I'll listen.
Don't make me do that.
The New Foundations.
Don't make him do it.
With a gun to my head, again, second time today. That
maybe like
happened.
A nice Christopher Cross song, something like that.
Christopher Cross, more like that. I wouldn't have known that's who did Build Me a Buttercup.
Oh, boy.
The New Foundations?
Yeah, not The Foundations. The New Foundations. Yeah.
I wanted to hear more from that guy. It's upsetting to me that he was so dumb that he couldn't get through a point without cursing on the radio. I wanted to hear where he was going.
He sounded like somebody that maybe moves their lips when they're reading to themselves.
That was so, because I thought there was going to be more to it. I humored him by answering because he wanted me to tell him what I did. I humored him by embarrassing myself and listing it out. I was hoping that I would then get the payoff of him explaining what makes me so...
He said you're sitting between two cyborgs.
I'm not even sitting between anybody. He started out 0 for 2, right? There's no between here. Second of all, just because you guys met... You know how many yo-yos do sports talk across this whole country? Talentless hacks who scream for a living, who memorized everything that's happened. They could tell you Richard Dent's birthday, I'll tell you in a moment, the Bears got Jim McMahon, and they're talentless, useless hacks. You think that's what makes these men great? We work in a genre filled with people who deserve no respect, should be treated like farmyard animals because they can remember sports stats. You think that's what makes Michael Kay and Don LaGreca great? Oh my God, that's so sad.
You know what? That's another point God asked.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Thank you very much. That was nice. That was very nice.
Hey, when I'm getting ready for a game, I have to be prepared.
People. Yeah, I know you do. And you do a great... One of the things that makes you great, you prepare.
I'm a cyborg, too. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and, of course, my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition, even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle. Neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea. Take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea. Join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.